Well, hola, mi amigos, and good morning, my friends. It is great to be able to share this morning together with those that God has given me as family, just around His Word. So today we are in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And here, this is Luke's account of Jesus' humble birth, and it's set in a geopolitical backdrop. A census has been ordered by Emperor Augustus to regulate and the collection of taxes and remind the people of Rome's domination. Mary and Joseph travel to Bethlehem where Jesus is born, and the angels announce the news of his birth to the shepherds in a nearby field. The shepherds hurry off and find the baby Jesus in a manger. And again, God's saving word for us this week is joy. So let's begin reading Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Excuse me. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in clothes, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. And while there were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields taking care of their flocks, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them, and they were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great army of heaven's angels appeared, with the angels singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on peace on earth to those with whom He is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph, and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angels had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all that they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 2, verse 11, where the angel said, "This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord." You know, beloved, the shepherds were about as low as you could get, you know, on the social scale. I mean, if you couldn't fish, whittle wood, or chop wood, if you just couldn't do anything else, well, then, you know, we'll put you out there watching the sheep. That is not, you know, it's not exactly rocket science. And it's interesting that instead of appearing to kings in palaces and to religious leaders in their, you know, in their mansions, that God chose to reveal His plan of man's salvation, not to the greatest on earth, but to the least of these, to the shepherds. And I thank God that we serve Him, He who does not look at us according to how much money we have in the bank, not according to how much of an education we may or may not have, but He looks at us and loves us in spite of ourselves and gives us the very best. Christ the Lord is born today. Let's go ahead and pray. Glory to God in the highest, Lord Jesus. I join in singing the angel's song and celebrate your birth. You are my Savior, and the good news of your birth fills me with great joy. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this beautiful Wednesday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in John chapter 1, where Jesus is presented as the living Word. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours.